Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is International Black Summer Talk Show Network coming to you live and in color every Sunday evening, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 Central Time, 5 o'clock Pacific Time. I hope you're doing well. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. Want to acknowledge the fathers. Want to acknowledge the mothers who are fathers, who are holding it down as fathers. I also want to acknowledge and extend the acknowledgement to the people in our lives, the godfathers, the uncles, the mentors, the role models, some of which we don't even know that they're role models. I just want to acknowledge you for the work that you do in our community to provide and to impact our young people, you know, both male and female. So I just want to acknowledge and honor that. And let's go ahead and get started. What we normally do is the declaration, International Black Summer. We declare ourselves, our community, and all communities whole and complete. There's nothing to do except be. We assert that we are responsible for generating community as possibility and distinction. We listen to grant being to the possibility and creation of unpredictable results. Our conversation of, about, and for those of African descent is one of power, generation, self-generation, abundance, responsibility, and we stand for the expression of our spirituality, ending the murders of our men, women, and children, building economies responsible for funding our community, maintaining wellness of being in our bodies, providing human services, establishing nurturing relationships, altering the conversation of who we are in the media, empowering our youth. We declare that our community manifests itself in the world as a contribution to the transformation of the universe. Atlanta, Georgia, October 7th, 1991. June 15th, 2014, New York City. North, south, east, west, above, below, and within. On the silence, please. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So, with that, again, I'm going to talk a little bit about Father's Day. I'm going to allow anybody in the chat room, if they'd like to call in and say something about their father, please do so. My number is 646-769-827. So please call in and if you'd like to say something about your father or somebody else's father, about the father you never had or the father you would have liked to have. So I'm going to start out with my father, talk about the special relationship that he was to me as a man. And yeah, my father was very stoic, very typical West Indian. Not a whole lot of emotions, but a man's man, you know, took care of his home front, and you know, did what he did out in the world. It's a very very interesting mix, a very interesting way, lifestyle, way of being. Loved him. He cared for us, took care of us, took care of my mom, and always was loving towards my mom. Even as I became an adult, our relationship changed, but yet there was still that respect and that honor and that reverence never left. never left. So, and even in his last, in his dying days, what a reverent character figure, person, outspoken. He's very outspoken. He spoke his mind. But also, you know, also was very insightful. Also was a visionary and had me see beyond where I was looking. And, you know, for a young teenager or even a young man, it's not very hard to look beyond where we're looking. But he offered things and things that he left for me. And, you know, encouraged me and supported me, and I felt very nurtured. And experienced it. To tell you a funny story, a couple funny stories, and then I've got a couple poems that I want to share with you all. And so one of the things that I actually went to this program called Landmark Education, and the International Black Summit is actually based out of Landmark originally. So the people who started the International Black Summit actually came from Landmark Education. And in that organization, they had a program called the S-Training. It's now called the Forum. They revamped it, and it's called the Forum. And so in that program, one of the things that I discovered is that my dad and I never said, "I love you," to each other. You know, that was just not something that we did. And how I discovered it was, now it wasn't, you know, so you go to this program and you have issues that you want to resolve, that you want to work out. And in this program, there was a woman who had an issue with her father, but she didn't believe her father loved her. And you know, the process is not about you telling the person what is or isn't, but you ask them questions to have them look at it for themselves. And so in this process of having her look for herself, she actually discovered that her father did love her, and that her father provided for and took care for her and did things for her that that she hadn't realized, but yet he had never said, "I love you." He showed it in other ways. And so through this series of questions, she was able to see the difference in looking had done for her, and that her father did in fact love her, even though he never said it. So that was one of the things I was like, and so I'm in the course with this woman, and so one of the things that it had me look at was, well, what's my relationship with my father? My father's never said, "I love you." Matter of fact, we've never even hugged. And I was like, again, you got to, my frame of mind is that it's a very stoic, very, you know, not touchy-feely, huggy, nothing. And so one of the things that I wanted to do the next time I saw my dad after taking this program was I was going to hug him. And I don't care what his thoughts were. You know, I don't even care if he thought I was gay or whatever. Because back in that time, you know, we're talking about now in the early 80s, men didn't hug. It was very, you know, uncharacteristic for men to hug. It's not like it is now where the handshake is a hug. And so with a lot of trepidation and a lot of fear, the willingness to do it anyway, I decided that I was going to hug him the next time I saw him, which I did. And to my surprise, he hugged me back. Now, I don't know why I was so surprised about it, but that wasn't the reaction that I expected. And so in that moment, you shared something that had never gone before and never and has since altered the relationship. So when you think about it, for me, and I was probably in my mid-20s, maybe my late 20s, maybe 25, 26, something like that. All those years not ever hugging my dad and hugging him certainly was a change in our relationship. And something got altered. And in that altering, of that relationship, there were things that occurred for us differently out of that. And so that was something that I had gotten out of this program that I hadn't expected to get because I was going there for some other reasons. This was something that was genuinely a breakthrough and something that, that changed and altered my life. So I was very happy about that. This is the International Black Summit Talk Show Network. We're coming to you live. We want to let you know that we're going to Belize, which is in Central America. It's one of the few English-speaking Central American countries. And we're going to be in Belize City, July 31st to August 4th. So we're going to be there the first weekend of August in Belize. So that's what's happening. So you can check out our website at www.blacksummit.org. And if you want to find out some more information, or you can always call back into the show and let us know that you'd like some additional information about it. And we'd be happy to send you the registration information as well as the hotel information that's required. And all that is up on the summit webpage, www.blacksummit.org. So that's the information that's available. We also have some information on the shows, upcoming shows. Well, sorry, you can actually listen to the previous shows, last week's shows. We've actually got a plethora of shows that we produce. Also, you can find out about the prerequisite, which is something, if you haven't done a prerequisite, there will be a prerequisite the Thursday before our Friday event. So we have a Thursday evening event, and Thursday in the day is the prerequisite. So the prerequisite is needed so that you can sit in on Friday, Saturday, and all of and the remaining Sunday. So it's 3 days, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You need to do the prerequisite in order to do that. So you have to arrive on Wednesday so you can take your prerequisite early Thursday morning, start at 9 o'clock. So otherwise you'll miss some of the event on Friday. So it's important that you do that. You can do that anytime between now and that the August event. We have had video, online, prerequisites, as well as in person. We can schedule one in your city if you'd like. Also, we have Summit Shares. So Summit Shares is an activity event that we talk, give you insight into the, what is the summit? Well, how does it occur? What are the parameters? What are some of the questions that get discussed? So it's another forum of information or a way of getting information to find out if the summit, International Black Summit, is something that you want to get usefulness out of, and two, that you would like to engage, and three, you can find out how you actually do engage. So all those things would actually get answered at the summit. So we invite you, encourage you to come out and take a look. And, I liken it to Thanksgiving dinner when you've got all the things in the oven and the smells are permeating the house. and you know it's good, and you know it's coming, but you haven't tasted it yet. So that's what it's an opportunity to do. So without any further ado, I am going to go with a poem, Father's Day poem. Fathers are wonderful people. Fathers are wonderful people, too little understood. But we do not sing their praises as often as we should. For somehow fathers seem to be the man who pays the bills while mother binds up little hurts and nurses all our ills. And fathers struggle daily to live up to his image as protector and provider and hero or the scrimmage. And perhaps that is the reason we sometimes get the notion that fathers are not subject to the things we call emotion. But if you look inside Dad's heart where no one else can see, you'll find he's sentimental and as soft as he can be. But he's so busy every day in the grueling race of life, he leaves the sentimental stuff to his partner and his wife. But fathers are just wonderful in a million different ways, and they merit loving compliments and accolade of praise. For the only reason Dad aspires to fortune and success is to make the family proud of him and to bring them happiness. And like our Heavenly Father, he's a guardian and a guide, someone that we can count on to always be on our side. Helen Steiner Rice, Father's Day poem. I like that one. Here's another one. A father is there in every memory. See his love and care, strength and hands to count on. Freely he does share. Provider toils so faithfully to make our dreams come true. Give strong and tender discipline, though it is hard to do. A father is God's chosen one to lead the family and point to his will and point it to his will for life of love and harmony. Seuss King. Anyway, those are a couple thoughts for the moment. And, just reflective of my father. Oh, here's an interesting one. I like this one. God made a father who is as sweet as nectar, as brave as a lion, as cheerful as a bear, and he gave such dear father to me. Can Israel Gopa Christian. My father was a traveler, and he wanted me to travel. He gave me opportunities to travel, and I enjoyed being around the world, discovering the world, being part of the world as I traveled near and far. My dad was instrumental in me going to Guyana, Barbados, several times, Canary Islands was one of his spots. Where else did we go? Went to Greece, went to Portugal. Fascinating seeing the ruins, the Greek on top of the Roman. Or is it the Roman on top of the Greek? I think it's the Roman on top of the Greek. Ruins. And my father did a fair amount of traveling himself. He traveled quite a bit. He'd get out there and enjoy himself. Meet people, be part of the world. I think my father was more selfie. Miss your dad. Miss your pops. Always miss you, will always remember you. You know, one of the things that my neighbor, you know, when you grow older, you forget or you are reminded, or life shows up and reminds you of the things that your parents do for you. And, you know, my father was not a mechanically inclined person. But one of the things that he did, one of my neighbors let me know, is that he was preparing to give me this car to go up to college. And, you know, it's the older car, but my dad would come home from work, or before he'd go into work, he'd get out and he'd be working on the car every day, doing, fixing this and that, putting new stuff on it, making sure. Now, I had no idea that my father would even have done anything like that. So for my neighbor to tell me was just kind of shocking to find out. And this is years later, after it occurred. So, you know, and I think I said this to on Mother's Day, but, you know, fathers also do a lot of things that nobody knows, that nobody will, you know, they won't necessarily get the credit for. But they're doing stuff behind the scenes. So God bless them. And thank you for doing those things that make a difference for us youngins. Even if we don't appreciate it, don't remember it, don't acknowledge it, don't realize it until years later when somebody mentions you to us, or even, you know, you kind of put some conversations together that you hadn't as a child. You know, didn't really know what it means. When you get older, you kind of say, oh, that's what was going on then. I want to acknowledge all those things, all those emotionless actions that are done by the men in the family to take care and nurture and provide and make a safe passage for the rest of the family folks. You know, it's kind of expected, kind of understood. You know, like that. So, for myself, around my father, and I actually want to talk about some of the other mentors, some of the other male role models. This past couple of days, I had the opportunity to be a role model for my nephew. And I got to tell you, it was pretty interesting. There was, now let me back up and tell you like the full story. So here's the full story about it. So what I want you to know is that I was not a fan of videos, the gaming industry. And I thought that they were way too violent, and that young boys especially spent way too much time playing these games, and my nephews were included in that conversation. Now, I felt they should have been spending more time on their studies. And I still do. However, what I can say about what I've seen and what has occurred to me is that this whole video industry is emerging as an entertainment industry. So let me back up a little bit. So my nephew was able to get an invitation out to E3 conference out in L.A. And so I basically was his chaperone. And they paid for his ticket and the hotel. We both stayed in. And, I took care, we took care of my flight and whatever food that the two of us needed to purchase on us. So I get out there and I find that this is a massive industry that is about entertainment. It's about, when you think about it, when people are playing with other people online, it's actually entertainment. Hadn't considered that, hadn't looked at that, hadn't wondered about that, hadn't a clue about that. Until I began to see the numbers of people and the age group of people that attended this conference. It wasn't all young folks. It wasn't all 14 or 15 year olds. Well, it wasn't, because this was actually where the designers and the retail buyers, so this was where all the companies laid out the new stuff, the new games, the new pieces of software that were going to be available for Christmas delivery. So if you're looking for this game or that game and this version of that game, this is what is going to happen for the Christmas season. So Christmas season is being launched was very significant, to say the least. Now, the other part of it is that the age group, as I said, is a lot of 30, 40-year-olds are heavy into that industry. I might even go younger to maybe 25 on up, but it wasn't a lot of younger people, teens and such. And these were the movers and shakers of this industry. And when you look at how the consoles, so Xbox, PlayStation, are positioning themselves, they're positioning themselves to be entertainment systems, not just gaming systems. Now, Xbox went away from that, and that was interesting, and that's part of what they were marketing. But I'm saying this all to say is that I still think that the industry is violent. I still think that you should have limited time. But I also understand that if we're just playing the game, earning inside the game or designing the game, then we're missing the boat. Because the real opportunity is to get some of those dollars inside of that industry. And that's the thing that I can see now to do to direct my nephew. Because my real nephew, so my big nephew, actually was talking about it but never did anything about it. Now, this guy actually followed up and was able to go. Now, he's not a designer at this point in time, but one of the things that he's looking at is possibly being in PR for that industry. He knows about it, he's been in it, so on and so forth, so he would be in a good position to explain what's going on, and he's sharp enough to do that. So he's now thinking about journalism. So I'm saying this all to say, there may be young people in your lives that you need to get into their life and find out what they're up to and what their interests are and spend time with them. Spend that quality time so that you get to see what is it they're interested in and how can you support that interest moving forward. So that's the thing that I think that's the best opportunity. That's the real opportunity. So, reflective on Father's Day, again, this is not just for the fathers, but the fathers, the uncles, the brothers, the guardians, the godfathers, the teachers, role models. It's for us to really look to see, you know, what is it that we, what can we provide as men to other men, to younger men, you know, so that they don't necessarily make the same mistakes we do, or be able to provide them something differently. So, it's interesting. I'm having to check to see if anybody has chat rooms. So, just want to say that happy Father's Day. If you're enjoying yourselves, hope you're enjoying the family. You know, one of the things that I always see about fathers is, you know, barbecuing, really. You know, doing that outside cooking. So it's all about working it out and making it happen and moving it forward. So, with that, I really, really thank all of the men that have been in my life, that have supported my life, that have caused my life to be altered, such that it has an impact on the people around me. Yeah, so that's what I want to say about it. And I'm really honored to be a father and to be an uncle and to be a mentor. So many. And you are always left wondering, did you do enough? Could you have done more? You know, I know I do. I'm always pushing against that. Could I have done more? Could I do more? Should I do more? Should I have done more? You know, what's the right amount? There is no manual. Anyway, I am actually complete for tonight. And, I'm going to call it a show. Thank you for joining us. This is the International Black Summer Talk Show Network coming to you live. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. And to the mothers who are fathers. And the fathers who are mothers. And all the uncles and role models and men that are supporting the family however they are. Mentally, physically, financially. God bless you. Good night. I love you. Peace. Bless.